I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. So whether you are listening to this in your car ride to work, maybe you're in the pickup line with your kids, maybe you're about to go to bed, but I hope you've had an incredible day because we have a special treat for you on this podcast. So you're going to leave this podcast super encouraged. So if you have been listening to the Beautifully Designed Podcast the last couple years, you have heard me talk about this amazing woman of God. And I actually reference her and her ministry in both of my books that I have written. That is how powerful the Lord has just brought us together for just incredible things. And she is just somebody that I look up to as a person, as a mom, in business and ministry. And so I have her on the podcast today as my special guest. So I'm so excited to introduce you to her finally. I know many of you have asked about her ministry, and I have added you in that. And so you've already been being poured into by her. And so many of you know her, but for those that you don't, this really is a special treat. So if you have a journal and you're able to write a few things down, you're going to want to grab it now because she is just a woman of wisdom. And I'm so excited to introduce you to her. So her name is Jenny Donnelly. And her husband, Bob, they have five amazing kids. They have two teenagers, two toddlers, and one in between. So they have a beautiful family. They live in Oregon, and they are pastors of the Collective Church there in Oregon. And she has an incredible ministry called Her Voice Movement. And it is an incredible ministry that I have been a part of since the beginning. I'm really excited for you guys to hear her heart, hear more about her ministry and what God is doing through her and through her family. So like I said, grab you a notebook. So Jenny, thank you again for taking some time to talk to my amazing ladies on here. They're going to be so excited to hear from you. But why don't, you know, the first question we want to kick off, tell us a little bit about yourself and just how the Lord started this ministry.
Sure, I'd love to. And thank you so much for having me on here. I don't take it lightly to be invited to speak to the women in your life, Ashley. And I just have to tell you real quick, I want to answer your question for sure, but the vulnerability that you've offered women, I was thinking about that just a little bit ago, is really, really special. And just to all the women that are listening here, isn't it so refreshing to have somebody who is willing to share their sensitive places, their vulnerable places, and really what that does is it translates to transformation and brings strength into people. So I love that about you, Ashley. And when you asked me to do this podcast, I really felt honored and privileged, and just thank you very, very much. But how the ministry of Her Voice started, was that your question? Okay, so this is really interesting, but I think some people have it in their heart, like, oh, I want to have a ministry, or I want to do something, you know, but that's actually pretty much the opposite of what happened for me. I, maybe 15 years ago or so, I decided, okay, I'm going to do a Bible study, you know, at my house. I was scared to death because that means that I was all of a sudden going to have to try to help people, you know, get closer to God. And that felt like a really big deal to me. I remember sitting with a few girls in my house, inviting them over and just going, okay, well, let's just pray, you know? And I knew that I loved gathering women. I knew that I loved talking about Jesus. I had no idea if I would ever make a difference in somebody's life. Honestly, I just knew I loved Jesus. And what if we just pray together and let's just see what happens? It felt very risky to step into that. And I'm talking like four girls coming to my house. You know, this isn't like a thing, right? Well, that transpired into having seasons of, you know, they'll have this group over and then we don't meet anymore. And then we have this group and that just kept going. And then, you know, of course we have kids and we end up really loving having people over for worship night. That really became the thing that Bob and I really love doing. So then we like, hey, that person plays guitar and this person sings really good. Let's have them over. And we would start pulling on the giftings of other people. Now, Bob and I don't sing, we don't play instruments, but we love worship. So we would pull, you know, people to our house, we would do live worship. And it was, everything felt awkward at first because it's something that you've not done before, you know? So we pull people in the living room, there's, you know, 12 people there. And the next thing you know, we're praying for people and people are getting healed and God is just showing up and it's like, whoa, you know? And so we did that for several years. And each time that I think about, you know, what God is doing, I feel, okay, he wants to make this bigger. And I'm like, no. Because, Ashley, as you know this, Bob and I have a business that we started in 1999. And our business was actually growing so much that we were very, very, very active, very full, very fulfilled in that. So we didn't think we needed anything else for sure. And it didn't look like our life even had space for something else. Honestly, it's like when you have a bunch of kids, you have a business, you know, that's a lot, right? So what happened was, I'll tell you how this really took off. We had a conference call. Get this, we had a conference call group. This was a group of women that I had made friends with across the nation. And I thought, oh, I wish we could do Bible study together. And I was like, wait a minute, we could get on a conference call. So we got on a conference call, just started praying for each other and really, you know, leading into the Lord. And that group became really close just through this conference call. And then we decided, hey, let's meet in a cabin. And there's maybe like 8 of us. And let's go to a cabin, our friend's cabin, and let's each invite a couple people. And let's just go see what God wants to do for a weekend. And let's just wait on God and see if his spirit will show up. You know, one of those, like, let's just lean into God without making up any plans for him. And so we got in this living room, there was this old piano in the room. And I was like, hey, I played piano in 4th grade. Let me see if I can do this again, you know, and it was awful. But we just had a fun time, you know, we're just like in our PJs type of thing. But what had happened was because we said, hey, God, we want to come and want your spirit to land in this place. And, you know, that'd be amazing. And we're just going to wait for you. Well, his spirit came. And you know, when God enters the room, I mean, he's always here, but you know, when his spirit comes in the glory comes, and it's undeniable. It's absolutely tangible. And we were just there, you know, in times of weeping before God and just felt so radically loved. It was extremely transformational. Now that room, that cabin weekend was 34 women because, you know, a handful of us invited a couple, you know, and the math turns out that was about, you know, 30 plus people. So Ashley, that was the beginning of people saying, well, I have a friend, we need to do this again. I have a friend who needs to feel God in this way. And I remember at that point going, oh, no, everybody go back home, go back to your church. This was a one-time thing because I could feel it becoming something. And I was like, God, I don't need a thing. I don't need a thing. I have lots of things, you know? And so I didn't think I had the capacity to, I didn't want to manage anything. I just want to get in the presence of God and just let him do it. I didn't want to plan something. I didn't want to manage something. And so, about 8 months later, after that weekend, I just felt the Lord say, hey, let's gather a couple more. And so I just reached out to those ladies that came the first time, you know, 34 women, and said, hey, if you each have a friend, let's meet again. And 165 women ended up confirming they were coming. And so we got, of course, a large place. Then I was freaked out, Ashley. I was like, oh, no. 165 women, they're getting plane tickets. They've gotten babysitters. They're spending money. I opened my journal and I said, okay, God, you've got to give me a plan. I'm not just going to stand in front of 165 women who now I don't even know these people. And I'm not going to not have something. Like, surely you want me to plan every minute because I need to entertain them. I need to make sure that their money's well spent. And I was sitting there and one of my kids' Crayola markers was on the table next to me while I had my journal out. And all I could write on this piece of paper in big bubble, little kid letters, I wrote, I am enough. And I knew that that was the Lord saying that about himself. I am enough. And I thought, you're going to do this again, aren't you? You're going to have us just go there, get the worship set up, and we're going to actually get great worship this time. People that actually are anointed. And we're just going to see what you do. And so, Ashley, that is how it started. I was in massive denial that this would become even a name. I remember the website and the logo. I was like, okay, God, I surrender, you know. But he just promised me that this would be something where we would come together and we would just get in his presence, and that I didn't have to come up with godly things, or I didn't have to be spiritually elite. I just had to allow the Holy Spirit to organize, to come, to transform. Because I know that as human beings, we can't transform anybody. We can't change people. But he just said, no, Jenny, I promise if you make room for me, then I will come and my spirit will fall and I will change lives. And you just got to get really comfortable with not having a whole bunch of plans to cling to. So it's a different way of doing things, Ashley. You've been in the settings we've been in, and every single time I feel like, okay, God, you're coming again, right? Right? You're going to do it again. So it's a super big adventure. But I can tell you this, is that when we make room for God, whether you're Her Voice Movement or you're, you know, I guess I'm hearing the name Jackie right now. Maybe somebody named Jackie listening to this, but Jackie in her living room with three women, and you just call them together to meet with Jesus, he will come. If we say, you know what, we're making room for your spirit. We want you to be the star of our show today. And so I've just seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again. And so that's really what Her Voice is. That's what our drenched retreats are. The difference there, Ashley, is that, you know, and you know this, but for the listeners, drenched are just those little cabin retreats. That's all they are. So we ended up just going where people invited us, where they had a group of people. So we go in, and it could be 50 women, it could be 150. We'll be actually in Dallas May 2nd. Will be the last drenched for 2019, last drenched retreat. But we just come and do those little cabin retreats. And then Her Voice is really the accumulation of everybody nationwide that comes to Portland. And so that's December 5th and 6th in Portland is really the big one. So that's a very long answer to a very simple question, but that's kind of the story behind how Her Voice came to be.
Oh, it's so good. And honestly, I'll never forget the first time I went to a drenched. It was in May 2017. And it was honestly, I can say, I'm trying not to tear up, because God used that weekend like you'll never even realize. I mean, all you did was just set an environment for the Holy Spirit to come. And I mean, it completely changed my life. If you read any of my books, I actually talk about the encounter that I had with the Lord, and I'd never experienced him that way. I was, how old was I then? 35 years old then, 34.
Wow.
And it's just to just walk in a room, you felt his presence. And it was incredible. It was like that moment, and we crave that moment as women. We have lots of noise. We have lots of responsibilities. And how often do we cry out to the Lord, like, I just want to hear your voice. Like, I want to hear from you. Like, I crave it. But a lot of times in our day-to-day routine, we're not disciplined enough to create that environment, create that space in our own homes. And so when I walked in that room, I mean, it was almost a conviction, like, I can have this everywhere I go because the Holy Spirit is inside of me. And that's why when I left there, I was like, wow. I mean, I even have worship nights. I'm just like literally lay on my floor and put worship music on. I have my journal just in case God speaks. And I've never done that really before in that space. And so it changed my life. And so, thank you for your obedience, and just stepping out and saying, okay, yes, God, yes, God. And I know that can be scary sometimes, but your obedience has, I mean, thousands and thousands of women, just saying yes to allowing the Holy Spirit to move. Because sometimes we get in our own way, we get, you know, and so I'm so grateful for that. And so I would love for you to share, just a little bit, of how God is transforming you right now. And we had a conversation last weekend when we were together. It was such a, anytime I can get in your space, it always blesses my heart. But I know we're kind of going through some similar things, but you know, just share one or two little things that you feel like the Lord is speaking to your heart so they can get a glimpse of what's going on with you now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. God is doing so much right now, and I'm really, really grateful for it. So one of the things that will be coming out is I have a book that is being published. It'll come out in, actually, at Her Voice in December. And the title of it is called Still. And it's the seven ways that we go from calm, from chaos to calm, or to find calm in chaos. And, you know, that is the revelation that God brought me through. So the process I just spoke to you about, the Lord had to completely change the paradigm of which the place I lived. So I am a person that is, I love to work. I love to go. I love to do. I love to produce. Yet I didn't know how to enjoy the chaos. I didn't know how to, and maybe enjoy is just a, maybe that's not the right word, but to have joy in the chaos. That's really what I want to say. I didn't know how to say, okay, you know what? Life is feeling pretty crazy right now, but my heart isn't crazy. My mind isn't crazy because I can trust God. There's so many things flying in the air. It's like church and ministry and kids and business and, you know, just responsibilities and bills and, you know, all those things flying around in the air like a tornado. And God showed me to find the center of the tornado, the middle of it, where everything is perfectly still. He told me to stop wishing away the storms and go, okay, well, when this is over, then I'll finally get to rest. And he just told me one day, Jenny, have you ever noticed that when one storm passes, another one has already come in? And he just said, you're delaying your rest, because the promise of rest is actually in Hebrews 4, that the promised land was actually a place of rest. Well, how can that be? There's giants there, but it is a place of rest. And so that actually has been really the overwhelming theme of my life for the last 12, 15 years. It's been working from a place of rest, living from a place of rest. Rest is not something we do. Rest is a place. It's a place we live from. And it's something that we can access, whether life is full, whether it's not full, whether it's in crazy motion, whether we go through adversity, whether we are, you know, whatever. But peace is available to us at all times, because rest is a person, and his name is Jesus. You all know this. All the listeners know this. But he is in the boat sleeping. Kind of makes you feel like he doesn't care. But he is in our storm, and he is calm, and he is peaceful, and he's restful. So that has been leading me up to the question that I'm going to answer now. And that is, what is God doing right now? Well, in the fall, when we decided, we didn't do a Her Voice gathering and we didn't do the conference in 2018. I didn't feel the Lord say to do it. I heard him say, take a year, like a breath. And so I was like, okay, sounds good to me. It was kind of a nice little gift. So, but in the fall, I just heard him very clearly say, 2019, we're going to do Her Voice again in Portland and gather the women. I was excited about that. But what I knew in that moment that he told me that was, I need to be a different person. By the time Her Voice comes, I don't want to be the same person. I just told the Lord very innocently, God, I don't want to be the same person. Now, I didn't know what I was asking for. It wasn't like I had a list, Ashley, of things I wanted to change about myself. Like, I'm already through that phase of all the mean things I think about myself. Like, I'm already past that. I'm living more in a place of how much compassion God has for me, which makes me a more compassionate person for other people. I've lived in that. So when I ask God, okay, I don't want to be the same person, it's because I don't want to serve. It's like, you know, I don't want to serve old wine. I guess if I can use that description, it's like, I want to serve people. What is in me has to be fresh. It has to be new. It has to be new revelation. It has to be fitting for the moment that we're in. I can't bring 2017 stuff to a 2019 conference. So last fall, 2018, I just said, Lord, I want to be a different person. I can't be the same person. Well, like I told you, Ashley, when we were talking the other day, it was as if I asked for my life to be completely dismantled. And immediately he just got to work. And what happened was, I had a dream right off the bat. And the dream was, and it was really profound to me. I think it'd be profound to a lot of women, because it's not just for me, it's for the body of Christ. But the dream was me laying on the ground and I was completely 100% dead, like a corpse. And my spirit is standing there, standing upright, looking at my dead body. And I don't feel bad about it. It just is what it is. But the dream is important because there are doctors working on my dead body, not to bring me to life, but to scoop out, to very carefully remove a baby. A live baby is in my womb, in my corpse, in the amniotic sac. And the doctors have to try to get this baby out without breaking the sac, because the sac is protecting this baby from death, and it's keeping the baby alive. And I am, in my dream, interceding for this baby. Now, when you have dreams about babies, or you have dreams about babies, oftentimes, not 100% of the time, but oftentimes, it is a ministry. And I don't mean it in the sense of, like, you know, a logo and a website and a, you know, thing. I mean, you know, we can have things ministered to us, like depression. We can birth self-pity. We can birth joy, you know. So it's something that's ministering to us. It could also be an actual ministry. But at any rate, I looked up this whole idea of a baby being born in the amniotic sac. And I knew that that happens every once in a while when a baby's born. And so I'm reading about this through Google, and the medical term, now get this, the medical term for a baby that's born in the amniotic sac intact, the term is the call. It's actually called the call. And I was like, what? And I knew in that moment that, and it's C-A-U-L, but I knew what it meant, the call. It meant the call on my life. When I said, Lord, I don't want to be the same by December, because I have to be able to be a vessel for you to be able to flow through and not have old filters. I can't have old filters. So when you pour your spirit in me, I don't want to dispense old things from you. I've got to be cleaned out. I've got to be able to be a clean vessel for you. And I knew that that required me to be dead. And of course, the scripture says that we died. We died with Christ. When we gave our life to Christ and we entrusted him with our life and our eternity and our life now and eternal life, what happened was our old man actually died. And so I've been talking about a lot about this, like, okay, I'm in the process of dying. And really the truth is we're fully dead. Our old man is actually fully dead, is what the scripture says. We're already dead. But this is, I want you to get a picture of this. Now, if you're really young, you might not know this movie, but I'm sure many of you know about the movie, Weekend at Bernie's. And this is a really funny movie. It's a guy who dies, but they have to keep him looking alive. So they drag him around, they prop him up in chairs, they put sunglasses on, and he even is not like dancing at some point. They're moving his arms around and making sure that people think that he didn't die, but this guy actually died. And so the process I've been in, Ashley, is that the Lord is asking me to not bring my dead man onto the scene. Do not bring your dead man, the old nature, the old identity. I got a book. The book I'm reading right now is by Watchman Nee. And it is just, all his books are just crazy good. But the one I'm reading is Breaking the Outer Man to Release the Spirit. And what I'm learning is that the outer man has to be, it is broken, like this Bernie side of us is broken through outside circumstances. So the thing that happened to me was this relationship stuff, like betrayal, gossip, things that hurt me. And it was like the Lord walked me into a lab and I found out, whoa, I'm all of a sudden feeling offended right there. Whoa, that hurt me. Whoa. Like, and you start saying things like, how could they do that to me? And what I found out through these things actually was, I really want to defend myself. And the Lord said, that is, your old man, because I am your defender. So Jenny, do you want to defend yourself or do you want me to defend you? And it was like, whoa. You know, and so I've been walking through a whole bunch of things, but I really want people to understand that it's the outer circumstances of our life that bump, crash, you know, sometimes it's a little left tap, sometimes it's a crashing, and our outer man goes, ooh, that hurt. I want to fight back. or I want to hide, or I want to go call my friend and just, can you believe they did that? You know, or whatever. Like, our outer man is confronted by, mostly by offense. That's what I'm learning. And yet we want, and this is the coolest thing. Our inner man cannot break our outer man. The inner man is where the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that he wants to dispense himself into our bodies. And the inner man is the one that comes alive in Christ. But our inner man cannot break our outer man. It's actually life that breaks our outer man so that we lay it down. And it's like, you know what, Bernie, you just need to go in the grave, because you have to start asking the Lord, show me where I am trying to take my dead man. So for some people, like I said, it's hiding. Some people I just immediately kick into wearing a cloak of guilt or a cloak of shame, or I actually get arrogant and start just, you know what? I'm just going to get arrogant and I'm going to defend myself and I'm going to tell people, you know what, that's too bad for you. And I'm going to act like I'm not hurt, when in reality, I'm so hurt that I'm pulling out all my weapons. And so this is what's helpful. A mentor of mine said, hey, Jenny, the question is, if you had a dream about being dead, do you think you are? And I said, well, no, because I asked God to change me. So I don't think he's giving me dreams about what I'm doing right. I think it's like, wink, wink, Jenny, you're dead. So stop bringing the dead man into the scenarios of your life. And so this mentor said to me, well, Jenny, if you're dead, no one can kill you. That was profound to me, because the call on my life, the call on your life to bring Jesus fully to the scene, you're gonna have opinions. People are going to have opinions about you. They're going to have lots and lots of opinions. They're going to have lots of things to say, some nice things, some not so nice things. And there's a temptation there to be pulled into these opinions or swayed. And in reality, we have to die to all those things and know that our inner man is completely aligned with Christ. And to be alive in Christ means that our inner man is able to fully operate, because we're not bumping against the old nature. And so I'm not there. I'm not checking that box and saying, oh, phew, you know, I'm there now. No, that's just where the Lord has me right now. And there's a lot more to it. So that's maybe the fastest way to answer that question. But it has been super challenging, really, really challenging, because I have found new wounds that I didn't know were there. And it's easier to blame people. It's easier to be hurt. It's easier to be wounded than to say, hey, Jenny, even though that wasn't right, what happened, maybe you don't have any rights. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start there. What if your rights, quote unquote, are actually in your dead man? Like, why do you even think you have any rights to be understood or to be looked at as right? So anyway, it's really challenging, because of course, you know, our sin nature is to save ourselves. So anyway, that's that, Ashley. And I'm really excited about releasing a lot of this actually at Her Voice, because I think that there's going to be a fuller development of it. Hopefully we have 33 weeks actually from today until then. I asked Siri this morning, how many weeks until December 5th? Said 33 weeks. So I thought it was cool. Jeremiah 33. Anyway, that's what I'm in, and I actually shared that with Ashley, because I know that people who have just, you know, you shake hands with the call in your life, it's going to require us to get really confronted. So I know that people out there, Ashley, what's happening is you're pouring into women, and they are stepping into the call that God has on their life. Because every person listening, trust me, you have a call on your life. You absolutely have a call on your life. I don't know if it's an infant. I don't know if it's a fetus. I don't know if it's a teenager. I don't know how far along it is, but you have a call on your life, and it requires us to allow our outer man to break so that the spirit within us can be released. So anyway, lots going on. It's very, very exciting.
It's so good. And I'm so thankful for your transparency in that, because I think that people see, you know, because you're a leader in life, you're a leader in your home, you're a leader in your church, you're, you know, ministry or business. And so sometimes people can see things and they don't realize the crushing and, like you said, just the things that, that we go through and we have gone through. And it's just crazy. You know, you think you go through things alone, and then when you communicate what you're going through, and then someone else, you know, having that conversation with you last weekend was so refreshing to me to know that we're not alone in this. And it brought me to the scripture in Ephesians 4:24, where it says, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. And I just, what keeps kind of coming back is put on, and just the action of that, the action of focusing on what God is doing, and not, like you said, not trying to defend. Or, you know, it's frustrating when you're misunderstood, but at the end of the day, we do have a defender. You know, we are redeemed through Christ, and we've got to allow him to do that. And so there's so much action in that. And so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for your transparency. And it's powerful when you realize that it's okay to be misunderstood, because you know who you are and you're fixing your eyes on Christ. And I've talked a lot about recently that whole fix your eyes and renewing your mind. Like, these are action steps. These are disciplines. These are things that we get to choose to do, or we can choose to live in the land of defeat and live in the land of that victim mentality. And we can rise above that and choose to fix our eyes on him. So, ladies, I want to encourage you, and we're going to end with this, because I want you to get in the room with Jenny. You can get all of her information on hervoicemovement.com. She has the Still series there. I've went through it. It's incredible. She also has an incredible leadership book that her and her husband wrote, and it is called The One Degree. We have gone through it with a group of leaders in my business. I've gone through it with a group of leaders in my church. And so it's just an incredible leadership book, and I really recommend that. And of course, Jenny has her new book coming out. But I want you to go ahead and block off December 5th through the 7th. That is Her Voice Retreat. It's a weekend. It's a Thursday through Saturday. It's in Oregon. I'm going to be there. I would love to see you there to worship together, just to be in that space where the Holy Spirit can move. It's called the Lavish Conference. And I want you to be in the room. I want you to commit. I want you to have plenty of time to save money to get there. Just commit and allow that time for you to be filled up. And sometimes we have to just commit and work out the details later. But Jenny, share, you can share a little bit more. I want to make sure that that they know where to get the ticket. So hervoicemovement.com. But then also check out the store, because all the books and all the materials is just incredible. She's got some courses that you can purchase, and you get, they're just videos that you can watch that that'll go through this book. And it's incredible. So Jenny, just share a little bit more on your heart about the Lavish Retreat.
Yes, I want every single person that's hearing this to come. And I think what you said was perfect, Ashley, about, you know, sometimes you just have to commit and let the details work out, which, by the way, is a good life revelation. Most of the things in my life, it's like, okay, I guess we're opening the church. What in the world? How's that all going to work, God? And he's like, you just have to trust me. And then it works out. So one of the things that's important about, to timestamp this a little bit, is April 30th, which is in a little less than 2 weeks from the time of this recording. We are going from the early bird to the regular price for the tickets. And so we want you definitely to save some money for sure. I would wish that everybody would do the early bird. I understand it's early. You know, we're looking at from April to December. That feels so far away. But as we know, it'll be here before you know it. But the conference itself, let me explain a little bit. What we decided to do was duplicate as much as possible these smaller retreats that we're doing, you know, where we do 100 people. This one will be, you know, we're calling 2,000. We're prepared for 2,000 women. But we wanted to make it like the retreat. So what we did is we wrapped your two-night hotel stay into the ticket. So you're not booking your hotel. We're doing that for you. There's four women to a room, so I would highly recommend that you grab, you know, a roommate or maybe three other people with you, and you'll be able to request to, you know, have a room together. It'll be really, really fun. Think of it as a girls' weekend with the Holy Spirit, total transformation. Trust me, it'll blow your mind and you'll never be the same. But I do want you to know that the ticket, a lot of people don't know that, is that their ticket does include the two nights hotel, plus there's two main meals that we feed you, and then there's a whole bunch of gifts that we give you. So I know you're going to be blown away. The regular price ticket is $379 with all the all-inclusive ticket. And the early bird is $299. So you're actually saving $80, which I think is an incredible savings. We actually had an early bird at $325 last time in the Holy Spirit. So I take it to $299. I want to give as many people an opportunity. Even though, and here's how it works. I love discipling people through this. That is $299 doesn't cover our cost, but the Holy Spirit gave the number. And so whatever the Holy Spirit says, you just do it, because you can't always Excel spreadsheet what the Holy Spirit's doing. You just have to trust Him. You just have to do it. And so we put it at $299, and that doesn't cover our cost, but He said to do it. And I think it's just a gift, you know, to a lot of people, that's going to make a huge difference for them. And I'm not worried about it. He always makes up for, he's not a God of loss. He wants our losses. He wants us to give us our losses, and He redeems them, but He's never a God of loss. He's always a God of abundance. And so I'm excited about the early bird. I would hope that, you know, majority of people do get their ticket then. But think about that. Think about rooms of four people. And I just pray that you will not look at it as, oh, okay, this is just forever down the road. I'll think about it later. I pray that you commit now, put a room or two together, and just ask the Lord, you know, pray that dangerous prayer. Lord, could you start a transformation work in me right now, so that when I get to her voice on December 5th, I'm in a space where my spirit is right on time. I'm able to be so radically receptive to what you're doing that, you know, start the work now. I get there and it's like you're so porous. Your spirit is so porous that what He's doing in that room and in that atmosphere, you leave, and the call on your life, that baby is coming out of that space that it can't live in, and it comes into that place where you're alive in Christ. And so I would just say, pray the prayer, get on hervoicemovement.com and book your ticket, call people and say, I want you to come with me. I know there's not much more details than what I have right now. And make it work, because I promise you this, the Holy Spirit has something special for you right now and when you come. So it's going to be incredible. I'm really, really excited about it. Thank you, Ashley, for giving me the opportunity to be on here. And I would love to meet more of the women that are following Beautifully Designed. I'd love to meet them specifically, but just bless you guys. Bless all of you. In everything that you put your hand to, may everything that you do prosper. Everywhere your foot goes is for your inheritance. And may God be restoring the cities that you live in, and that we will experience this revival together. So thank you so much.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jenny. And so if you are on Facebook, you can actually type in Her Voice Movement. It's a closed group, so you should be able to go in and add yourself in there. That way you can get the encouragement, you can get, there's amazing live videos, there's opportunities to even learn how to lead a small group through Jenny's Still series. So there's just great opportunity to grow in your spiritual walk, to get poured into, to learn what's coming up. So connect with them. Like I said, go to hervoicemovement.com right now, get your ticket for the Lavish Conference. The early bird is through April 29th. So do not delay. Get that. It's just, you know, 8 or 9 days away before it goes up. And I'll see you there. We get to worship together and cry and laugh and eat. And we're, it's just going to be amazing. So I hope to see you there. So Jenny, thank you again. And ladies, this was just an incredible special treat just to be poured into by Jenny and hear what the Lord is doing through her. And I want to encourage you, because I don't know if you caught the very beginning. She said she didn't ask for this. She didn't know what the Lord was going to do. And so sometimes, and I said this last week in my podcast, Jenny, I totally quoted you. And, you know, here's the deal. Remember, we don't have blind spots. We have seeing spots. So we just have to give all control and trust in the One who beautifully designed us. He has your days mapped out. All you have to do is fix your eyes on Him, renew your mind in Him. Our flesh is dead, and we can be renewed through the Spirit and allow Him to lead, guide, and direct us. So Jenny, I'm thankful for your wisdom, your heart, And so go to Her Voice Movement now and get your ticket. And I hope everyone has a great day. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.